Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 78 of the Functioning Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, my buddy, my co-patriot, my man in the street, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Zoinks, Scoob.
Wow.
Hey, Kyle.
Who is that?
It's Shaggy.
That's so not good. Zoinks? I can do Scooby.
That's right. That's Scooby.
It's Scooby. Shaggy is whatever. You know, the voices were by the same person. You know who that was?
No.
It's Casey Kasem.
Oh, I did know that. Right. Yes. I forgot.
Yeah, jeez.
I'm not that old.
Two Scooby Shacks? Something like that.
Anytime I saw that, I was quite young.
Yeah, of course. So what's new? It's been a while since we've been doing a show. We took a little bit of a break because, I don't know why, vacation? Were you on vacation 1 week there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been so long, I probably forgot how this show even works. What are we talking about?
So you were on vacation, and then we were away, which we will talk about right now. Where were we? So what's new? What's going on?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's immediately proceed into talking about what we were doing.
Right.
That's a good idea. Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Okay. Let's start right now.
So where were you last week?
I was at WordCamp US.
I was at WordCamp US.
I know. I bumped into you a couple of times.
A couple of times. It was good to see you. I really enjoy seeing you and your lovely wife and amazingly cute and adorable daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty special.
She really is.
It was great spending that grand total of probably 7 minutes together.
That long? You think it was that long?
It felt that long.
And we're going to get Dustin back on the show.
Yeah.
I have that custom bumper for him, the opening sequence, so I can swap you in and out.
Yeah, it's not like the good old days, you know, where we used to share a place together when we went to these things.
I'm willing to, but you always have friends in these cities that you stay with, so whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we just bump into each other now and then,
right?
make a half-hearted attempt to attend each other's sessions and try, don't always succeed,
right?
And then just see each other and have a hug and then get out of there. That's like our WordCamp relationship
because we don't see each other enough every day of the week,
right?
On FaceTime or Skype or something or Slack.
That's fair. That's fair. There's really not a lot of urgency. Like, I got to find Adam. I got to find that guy.
You're right. So, So WordCamp US, did you enjoy WordCamp US?
I had a blast.
Yeah.
It's a real nice time. I mean, neither you or I have missed one. We've been to four in a row.
Five, if you count
the last WordCamp San Francisco.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Consistency is key, as I always say. Yeah.
We know the scene. We know the game. How it's played.
This one went by, in my opinion, really fast. I'm not sure why. I think I do know why from my perspective, but it seemed like I had some really good conversations, met some new people, I didn't see a lot of my older friends or old friends, right? I mean, it was just interesting. It was just a very compressed weekend. I got there Thursday. My flight was super early. And of course, on my flight home, I got home super late because I had a 14-hour delay from the snowstorm here in Raleigh. They closed down the airports.
That was nuts.
That was great. I had to go from Nashville up to Boston to get home. And luckily, I got to meet my daughter up there because, I connected with her. I know who she is.
You got to meet her for the first time.
I saw that coming. But we connected up there because she was in Los Angeles for the weekend at her best friend's 18th birthday party. And soiree, actually, is what they called it. But nonetheless, we connected there. We got bumped from a few flights. You know, we fly standby. And then we made it home. We got home. It worked out. It was a long day getting home. In hindsight, I could have stayed for contributor day and then come home on Monday, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah. You know, it was pretty cool getting to meet in person and hang out with Akshat, Shatari of Blog Vault.
Blog Vault. Amazing.
Yep. He's sponsored a few episodes of the show.
He is just so nice and, you know, just super nice, you know. And
He really is. Yeah. And the same goes for John Christopher, who sponsored the last couple episodes of this show.
Right.
Yeah, it was fun to like talk with him and hear how the Organized WP product is coming along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We only take nice sponsors.
Yeah, that's really true. So if you're nice, hear somebody endorsed on this show, like, you better believe they are special.
Right, absolutely. So, oh, yeah, also, as I mentioned, as a surprise, so we knew from prior to going pre-recording before WordCamp, you were speaking.
Yeah.
How'd your talk go?
It was good. You know, I prepared for this. It's not my first time, and I put in the effort, and I was really excited about it.
Right.
And I think, all things considered, it went fairly well. I feel bad even mentioning it, but they did use my wrong slides.
Ooh, yeah.
And it kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
They pulled up it, and I only found out a few slides in as I was giving my talk, which, given the fact that it's a lightning talk, mm-hmm. is well rehearsed.
Right.
Like down to every line and the emphasis and the delivery and the timing is all down pat. So when I discover a few slides in that this is an early draft of my slides,
yeah,
not the ones I've been practicing with, my mind is racing like, oh shoot.
Yeah. All so right, I got to kind of adjust. So the audience knows I came in a little late because I was being interviewed for something else. And I come in and I see you speaking. I wanted to be there as much as I could. I came in probably with just a little bit more than half to go. And I did notice that you seemed a little less, there was something amiss. And I didn't know until you mentioned it afterwards. And that made total sense that you were just kind of like a little slightly, ever so slightly deflated.
I felt like it took some wind out of my sails.
You know,
because I was like really on fire and energized and hyped up. And then when I saw that, I was just like, oh, man. All right, let's figure this out. Let's make it through. I didn't call it out or anything.
Which is
tried
perfect.
To do my best.
Yeah, I think that's the professional thing to do is don't call it out. Don't say like, "Is this thing on?" or "What? These aren't my slides." And you know, don't make a big to do about it. Just just keep rolling because no one knew except you.
Yeah,
you know
that's true. And now anybody listening to this show knows.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't mean to complain about those things. But
it's still cool that you did it, you know. I mean, like I said, I think from being in the audience from the halfway point on, you had some great interactions. Some questions after the fact were good. Tara asked an amazing question, you know.
Angie.
Yeah. So, you know, there was nothing lost from nobody else knew.
Yeah. Right. Still fun. Still glad I did it.
Right.
Can't wait to get on stage again. It's awesome.
Awesome.
And as also my friend.
Yeah.
I wasn't the only one from this show who made it on the stage at WordCamp US.
That's right. Yeah. So I didn't say anything before we went to the camp, you know, before, I mean, you knew, but I didn't say anything on the show. I was asked about a week and a half or so prior if I would be a backup speaker. The organizers, you know, reach out to half a dozen people that they need to fill gaps in case someone cancels, misses a flight, gets the flu. You can't ask people who applied and got turned down because that's just awkward. You know, as organizers, we've done this in the past. You always have somebody who you can go to, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So they reached out to me, and I said yes. I was flattered to no end was I flattered and honored. Didn't think I'd have to do it, you know, whatever. And then I was told there'd be like a 12-hour notice. And of course, a 12-hour notice when someone cancels, how is that possible? I mean, I guess it is possible if someone really knows, but, you know. So anyway, Friday morning, I'm standing there looking at the itinerary next to Andrea Bishop, and Cammie's right there and stuff, and Andrea gets an email. Someone just canceled right then. So she turns to me. Yeah. She goes, "Adam, you're up if you want it." I'm like, So I did. You know, I went and modified one of my talks to make it the lightning version, and I did it. And and it went well. I mean, honestly, I didn't have time to like overly stress about it.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Because I mean, who would have thought that the speaker who canceled would be Matt Mullenweg, and that you'd have to? I mean, because if think about how much stress you would have had if you would have like been able to process that. But you just got up there and you did it.
I did the state of the word, and it worked out really well.
It was pretty good. Yeah. Not bad. I'd say it was like top five state of the words I've seen.
Totally. So for those who don't know, we're joking on that. I did speak, but I didn't. Luckily, it's also as a backup speaker, you can use a pre-existing talk. So I did the talk I did at WordCamp Raleigh this year. So I knew my content. I just had to trim it down from 45 to the 15. Yeah, that's all, you know, which was doable. You just cut out half your slides.
You know, if you, random.
If you if you have a slide build for like, you know, if you have a slide that builds on top of each other, you don't show the build. You just show the one slide with all three bullet points kind of thing.
Right.
That's
sure.
That's one way to cut down on time.
True.
And then you just kind of you cut to the meat and potatoes. Less stories, more factual. Anyway, so it went
I like the idea of just like random slide deletion. 50 cut them out. It's like presentation roulette. You don't know what slide's going to come
that'd
next.
Be awesome. That'd be awesome. Anyway, so
that's kind of like how I felt.
That's since we haven't been around, we've digressed way too far into this camp. We both had a good time. I want to mention one last thing that's going on in my life. My daughter, who is awesome, has got accepted now 4 out of 5 colleges. She's 4 for 4. I mean, she's waiting to hear from one more school for a college acceptance. So she's just finding out the next one next month and probably be 5 for 5. So my kid's going to college, everybody.
Neat.
Well, as long as she can pay for it, I don't know how that's going to happen. So we need more sponsors. And the sponsorships just
went up. Unrelated note.
Unrelated note. And they went up by 10x. So anyway, all right, that's all I got. You got anything else?
We're good.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
Heck of a segue here. WordCamp US 2019. Dates were announced.
They were. How neat. Right. This is a bittersweet announcement.
Right. November 1st through 3rd, 2019. It's in St. Louis for the next 2 years. And what's the bittersweetness on this, Mr. Maurer?
We have been grown a little weary. Like, this will be the first year in 5 years that we haven't had a WordCamp US trip in December,
right,
which is the like the beginning of the holiday season. This is a time where we want to be home, and every year I grumble a little, and so does my wife, as we pack our bags and head to WordCamp US and just wish, why couldn't it be at a different time of the year? We got so much to do. Holiday season is a big deal for us. So this time it's not in December. Hooray. Except
dun, dun, dun.
November 1st and 2nd, previously, were the dates for WordCamp Ann Arbor 2019.
Oh, no.
Exactly. So out of the blue, we got dumped on. And we're so happy about this.
Hashtag community.
Everything's fine. No hard feelings.
Yeah.
Anyway, the organizing team for WordCamp Ann Arbor is scrambling right now to see if we can reschedule, because maintaining that date is basically out of the question. We had our venue chosen long in advance. We had it even paid for. But here we are, starting over.
Yeah. But, because there was no WordCamp Ann Arbor this year. It was canceled because of venue costs, and it just time got away from everybody, right?
Basically, yeah. Long story for another day, but we were excited about 2019 and everything was looking great. And now there's a bit of a hiccup, just a little bit. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was a little irritated to not get any notice. It was it was actually a friend who hit me up and said, "Hey, did you hear about this?"
Was that their voice?
Right.
Are they a cartoon character?
It was Yogi Bear, yeah, Yogi. Actually.
Hey, Boo Boo, did you hear about WordCamp Ann Arbor?
Right. That, and in addition, everybody who has small children is saying, come on, are we supposed to travel on Halloween?
Right.
That's a bummer. See, I'm a little frustrated about that. And I'm sure they didn't want this. I've organized WordCamps. You've organized WordCamps. So we know that sometimes you don't have all the choices you wish you had. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're forced.
Right.
Maybe they didn't have other choices. I don't know what went into this. But here's the problem. I'm not going to travel on Halloween.
Yeah.
So the best I can do is either skip 2019 or fly out in the morning and just be a little late.
Right. Yeah. No, I have no problem. My kids are older, so at this point, my kids don't. This was the last year my youngest. I know. Did he even go? I don't think they went trick or treating this year. Maybe he did. No, he did. He went to a party. So they go to my kids go to parties now. So it won't affect me at all. So for those who doesn't affect, see you there. For those who do, see you late.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. In other news, I just looked out my window and a tree is down. So someone came and cut down a tree.
But thank you, person. But you wanted that tree to be cut down.
This is a tree I actually did want to cut down. So thank you for cutting down the right tree, whoever you are.
Okay.
You know who you are.
All right. We got one thing here to mention about changes. Brian Krosgaard is now doing some part-time work and project work for Skyverge/Jilt.
Yeah, not a drastic change.
No.
He's still running post status.
Right.
And Brian has been pretty transparent about how things have been going. He sent out an email to post status members recently describing his situation, his interests, his getting involved in more like real WordPress work than he has been as like operating in a journalistic role for so long. He wants to do things.
And was there a reason behind that? Was it financial as well? Was it just not supported? Was it not doing? Did he need?
He talked a little bit about financials in the email. I don't remember those details, but I do think he mentioned something about expecting something different than what he got.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's entirely driven by financial reasons.
Yeah. We all go through the cycles. It's like you like doing this for a while. You need it just. You know, it's not just about money. It's about also being fulfilled.
Right. When I met Brian first, post status was just like a blog he was doing on the side that had a decent audience, but he was working at doing the agency life thing. And at some point started doing post status full time. Now it's been a few years. Actually, it was more than I thought. And so now he wants to do some WordPress work on the side and experience that.
And like yourself, you know, he put out the word. He was honest about it, but he put out the call like, hey, I'm open to taking on some project work and whatnot. And because of the community we're in, he got work. Because,
of course.
You know, because there's that, trust there, right? And there's that.
Not surprised. Yeah. Who's got a better reputation in this space?
I mean,
small number of people.
You did the same thing, when you were looking to kind of bail from the agency side of the world. You were looking at some options and opportunities. You didn't have to you didn't have to go apply for jobs per se.
Yeah, never for a minute did looking at job boards ever even cross my mind.
I look every day for you. No, I mean, no.
Thank you.
I meant to tell you, Pippin talked to me. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Brian Krogsgaard.
Yeah, great. Congrats.
And to Sky Virgin Jilt for getting some cool help.
Yeah, I use Jilt. We've talked. I mean, I know you guys use it over at EDD.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's huge awesome. Fan.
Huge fan. They should sponsor the show.
That would be pretty cool. They gave out some cool socks this time.
Too. My wife, Ellen, thought the socks I got were JetBlue socks because they're the JetBlue colors.
Oh, are
she's
they?
Like, she's like, can I have these? I'm like, no.
Anyway. Dream on.
What you're wearing, what you're drinking now. All right, so I'm going first. I'm wearing a Jetpack WordCamp US. I don't know what year is that. It's like 2015, 2016. I don't know what that is.
I don't even remember.
One of those years. I'm Jetpack US, WordCamp US shirt. I'm drinking coffee. I thought I pulled the right mug out. I'm drinking coffee from my WordCamp OC14 mug. I meant to pull out my San Diego State mug because it's bowl season, and SDSU has made a bowl. They made this new bowl. It's called the Frisco Bowl. I don't know what this is. It's like, it's just confusing. So anyway, and I'm reading a new book, actually, A Small Fry by Lisa Brennan Jobs, actually. Do you know who she is?
No.
Steve Jobs' daughter.
No kidding.
It's a memoir. So yeah, I'm reading that. Interesting.
I don't say.
I just said. And yourself, what are you wearing, drinking, reading?
I'm applying some lip balm right now, which was swag from... I'm not sure what sponsor at this point. I don't remember. They didn't brand this. So thank you to some WordCamp sponsor. I'm surrounded by swag. I brought a swag bag and just dumped it on the chair. So I haven't put everything away. But I've got like gloves and like little knitted dolls and sunglasses and all these kinds of goofy things. And a whole lot of t-shirts.
We were talking about that actually when we got back. Just real quick. I didn't actually do a whole lot of swag this time. I took the camp shirt and two other shirts, a pair of socks, a hat. But that was, I got a speaker gift. But that was about it. I mean, I didn't like go crazy. I'm getting to a point where I'm like, I might be capped for a while for sure. You said you're at 77 shirts or something like that?
Yes, in the 70s.
Yeah.
So it's probably time to downsize because I'm running short on space. But that's okay. Out with the old, in with the new,
Yeah, okay. So what else?
I'm not wearing anything new. I'm wearing a Pantheon I Make the Internet t-shirt. It's always been one of my favorites. And Sandhills Development hoodie. I'm drinking some water, finished my coffee an hour ago, and I'm reading a book. Just a generic book.
Yeah, okay. The Drawing of the Three. I meant to mention, actually, I'm wearing a hoodie also. I have a WordCamp speaker hoodie. It's from Birmingham, y'all.
Oh, right.
It's a thin one. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's a nice thin putty.
Observing that one the other day, like it's different. I hadn't seen it before.
So that's it. Okay. So how's that? The book's going to be, I think that book will get done this year. That random drawing of the three books.
What's the next segment on the show?
Before we get to the next segment, I want to thank our sponsor for this week's episode. If you're a typical freelancer or an agency owner that I know, these days you're busy swapping hats on a daily, if not hourly basis. 1 minute you're sending out a proposal to a new client. A moment later you're answering a ticket from a current client and checking to make sure you even have the right answers. All the while knowing there's got to be a better way to manage your projects. And there is, my friend. It's called Project Panorama. With beautiful project dashboards, you keep everyone in the loop by giving them a unique dashboard with all the details about their projects, the important dates and tasks. You can manage and delegate tasks too by assigning those to clients or even your team members. You can even manage document approvals, as clients and team members can upload, review, and approve documents. Easy messaging allows questions, comments, and revision requests right there, simplifying the document workflow itself. Now, I'm just scratching the surface here of what Project Panorama can do, but trust me when I tell you, you really need to go check it out. With Project Panorama, you'll love project management. Streamline your process with this innovative, easy-to-use WordPress client dashboard. Project Panorama is designed to save you time so you can focus on what's important. Head over to projectpanorama.com to check it out for yourself, and thanks for sponsoring this episode.
And good news, listeners of the Get Options podcast can get a special offer on Project Panorama. Just use the discount code POWERUPPANORAMA at checkout.
Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
It's time for me to rhyme about Amazon Prime and how sometimes when you buy limes online, well, the sun shines, but they don't arrive on time, and rewind while you wrestle with the fine lime you can't find between John Prine and Chris Pine until you lose your mind or you rewind, but it's all fine. What was the question again?
No, it's actually not that. It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready? Are you ready to give options, Mr. Kyle Maurer? Are you ready? I like your impromptu rap there. That was pretty impressive.
Was it?
It was. Nah. It wasn't. Okay, our first question is actually an audio question. It was sent in by our friend Bob WP. Did you see him, by the way, at WordCamp US?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, we hung out. Right on. It's cool.
Here's the question.
Prediction in the e-commerce space, specific to your industry in 2019.
Was that an actual question, or is it just a statement? That's Bob for you right there, right? The question really is, what's our predictions for e-commerce going into 2019?
Right. Okay. In particular, in our space, but you know, we might be a little broad.
Okay, so do you want to go? I have two options here.
I've got 8.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
I don't know. No, probably, probably less. Okay. Probably less. I got a couple.
All right, so go ahead.
I predict that in 2018, retail, which appears to be dying a slow death, will actually make a feeble attempt to rise up out of its wheelchair and make a bold move in an effort to revitalize its relevance, only to stumble, trip, and fall, resulting in traumatic injuries, which will prove fatal.
Oh, interesting. So we have a similar, this was my fear, a similar option. I predict that brick and mortar will come back. Sears will become amazing in its revival, along with Blockbuster and Radio Shack.
Right. Yeah. Kmart and Toys R Us.
Toys R Us is going to be huge.
Somehow, against the odds, no one will see it coming because it looks impossible.
And it is.
And it is impossible. That's just why it'll be so surprising.
Yeah. Or not.
Or
not. Or here's my other option. I only have the two. Okay. Online will get larger with potentially a few mergers, and Shopify will be acquired.
Oh, interesting. Another prediction I have is that since free shipping is just so common and basically expected everywhere you go, the next evolution is we're going to see companies offer numbers below free for shipping where they pay you to ship you stuff.
Amazon does this already. If you want to not have it be your 2-day Prime shipping, if you're a Prime member, you can actually get a credit for another Amazon like Pantry or something else. If you say like a $5 credit or music, they give you options all the time.
Oh my goodness. See?
Yeah.
See?
It's already happening.
Well, there's an ad spot for Amazon. You're welcome, Jeff.
Right? Because he needs the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think we're gonna start getting paid back to receive goods?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, what's even better than free?
Yeah. Right. So let me ask you this. So it poses a question. You are in the e-commerce space, technically. I am not. Do you see a difference in how Sand Hills or WooCommerce is going to approach 2019?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
What's
probably?
Okay.
Could be.
Okay.
Possible. So,
yeah. You're so deep right now. You're so deep.
Of course. Yeah. 2019 is looking very exciting. This space is getting pretty interesting. E-commerce competition is just everywhere. It's like it's never been in the past. And I wasn't really thinking so much about us specifically. But there are a few things that I think will happen. I talked to Bob a little bit about this in person at WordCamp US, actually. He was walking around with his microphone and asking questions. So if you listen to his podcast, you might hear answers of other people chiming in on this question, including myself and Abigail as well. But one of the things that I was reflecting on is just how I think e-commerce is becoming expected. In a way that, like, to a degree that it never has before, you know, like it's been growing, it's been become quite established and just a part of our society. And now it's getting to a level where I think it is expected. Just like you remember, maybe there was a time, there was a time where, like, we transitioned from thinking, like, oh, you know, you have internet access to, like, wait, there are people who don't have internet access, or, oh, you know, you have a website for your business. And now thinking, like, oh, there are businesses that don't have a website. That's weird. Like, we switched to the point where it became expected, and not having it makes you an outlier. We're getting there with e-commerce, where, like, if you're an eligible business who has a product to sell and could be doing e-commerce, you're essentially becoming expected to do e-commerce. And I think we're getting very close to that flip where you will be an outlier if you're not selling your product through your site.
But you know what? Let me just say a point, not a flaw there, but I'm in my talk at WordCamp US, I actually even indicated that not everyone needs to be selling online. If you aren't, just to install WooCommerce to have a catalog of something, but you're not actually selling the product, there's no reason to install Woo, right? I mean, use the right tool for the right job is the other thing. You know, the expectation of having a website, yes. The expectation of selling something online, yes. Question mark? I don't know. I feel like people try to sell something that they shouldn't be selling online.
Well, that's why I say for eligible businesses,
okay.
You know, businesses that I think, like, have a product to sell that makes sense to sell in e-commerce, it's becoming expected that you are.
All right, just making sure. Okay.
This is not, like, a very focused, a specific prediction or one that's really easy to determine whether I got it right at some point. Although we should say that in a couple weeks, we're going to do our annual predictions episode, and there's going to be more of this stuff.
Right.
And we will try and be more specific as well. But I do, 77% of households in 2015 had the internet, and 71% of small businesses, according to, like, recent studies, have a website. But there isn't really any data that I'm able to find or that we can easily, like assess that tells us what percentage of businesses that could be doing e-commerce are doing e-commerce.
Right.
I just think we're getting close to that time where you will be the weird one if you're not selling online.
Okay.
Maybe we're kind of already there.
Yeah.
There are a couple other things that I think I see coming, though.
By all means, share.
I am predicting a little bit that some tactics and features which are hot right now, we will start to see in 2019, we'll start to see them noticeably decline in their efficacy due to overuse.
Such as?
I don't know specifically which ones, but it could be things like exit intent or pop-ups or abandoned cart emails or free shipping or those FOMO pop-ups. I mean, I'm talking about, like, all the little things that e-commerce sites do to, like, nudge and push and convert their customers and opt them in and upsell. Like, there's so many features that are hot on websites right now, and a buttload of them like just work really well. And I'm expecting that some of them will begin to be overused. Like, we're at that point where there's so many articles of like what to do to succeed, or like how to get more customers and convert your whatever. And it's all these lists of all these tips, and every junior e-commerce site is like, well, I'll just add this. And some of them are becoming saturated and overused, eventually will impact their efficacy.
But I think you have a slightly skewed view of that because you were so into that industry. Because it's like when you look for a car, all of a sudden you see the car you want to buy, you see the same car everywhere. You personally are so entrenched in that, so you see it so much more. And I think you might be right. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I think you definitely see it a lot more than most people would.
That's probably true. That's okay. Probably true.
Yeah.
So a lot of these things are, like I said, they're working great right now.
Right. Right.
They. I mean, abandoned cart emails are just like a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. You're crazy to not be doing them. But
only for the next 3 weeks. Because 2019, yeah. It's going to be like 20. Yeah. It's such a 2018 technology.
At a certain point, like it could happen where they're occurring so much that they're overused and their usefulness gets hit.
So you're saying maybe lose the abandoned cart tech and bring back this lighter.
You can read into it any way you want. Definitely go and do abandoned cart recovery. We can talk about that another day. That's a no-brainer right now. You must be doing that.
Right.
Anyway, that's not a very good prediction.
Okay. Anything else you want to add to this?
I think that we will see e-commerce emphasized in almost all relevant marketing. And so I'm expecting that we start to see, or we continue to see, but we see it even more completely, agencies, web hosts, site builders, CMSs, conferences, educators, like anybody who has anything to do with web stuff and online businesses will at least be mentioning something e-commerce related in their advertising. So like every WordPress.com ad you see, every GoDaddy ad, every like web-related event, every course, every CMS, all of them will include in their advertising something about e-commerce, because you can't not.
Right.
You're irrelevant if you're not doing e-commerce.
Right. Okay. Interesting question. Thanks, Bob. And amazing answers. Thank you, Kyle.
OMG.
All right. Second question. You want to ask this one? Mm-hmm.
This question was a write-in response to a leading question we gave to attendees of an event. And the question that we led with was, what are examples of jargon you heard people talk about at this event and don't understand? An anonymous person responded to this question, and their answer was JSON API.
Right. So
and JSON.
Well, wait. Did he mean JSON or did he mean JSON? Kill, kill, kill. That Jason or JSON?
Yeah, I think he
meant JSON.
Jason Alexander's personal investigator, JSON API.
Okay. Yeah.
Or JSON appears pretty imaginative.
Or
JSON Aldean performs inside.
Ooh. Or JavaScript object notation, which is a lightweight and easy popular way to exchange data.
Could have been that.
Could have been that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of jargon out there. I mean, I don't know if there's a question here, more of just some commentary, but I have a piece of commentary. There is a lot of jargon in technology and in any industry, really, for that matter. As a matter of fact, I've actually started a group, a Facebook group, Those Against the Overuse of Jargon in Technology Terms, also known as Tattoo Jat, TATOJATT.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's super great.
And just because I can, I just want to go ahead and say, Sarah, done. Okay, that's all.
Done. Okay, so this attendee of the event said they heard people talking about JSON API, and they didn't know what it meant. And that is great to know. That it's not being clarified, and we probably do this stuff all the time. How many times in a given show do you think we say some kind of jargon that our listeners, many of them, don't get?
Seven.
I don't know. I agree. I mean, it could even be eight. I don't know.
Yeah, seven or eight.
probably do it all the time. So JSON API is spelled J-S-O-N, mm-hmm. and just traditionally pronounced like the Jason. Name Jason.
Right.
Kind of, or JSON, if you want to make right. the O harder. Yeah, as you said, JavaScript object notation, it's like, you know, it's used for a format for exchanging data. And this is like, there are other formats. There's like XML is kind of an alternative. Mm-hmm. That is more of like tag based, similar to HTML in visually format, where pieces of data are wrapped in identifiers. And the same it goes for JSON, where you will have a list of items, like data points. Save example could be just like some product,
right?
And that there's different data about the product, like the title of the product, the description, the price, and so on. Each of those are different data points, and in a JSON file or a snippet, you would see each of those listed as a different line with a label next to them in quotes,
right?
And the JSON syntax is fairly simple compared to some others, like XML, for example. And it's very easy to interact with. And it's also very popular, largely because it is so friendly to all platforms. Just about any language that you work with, JavaScript, like PHP, and any other like programming language, all of them very easily are able to parse JSON data and work with it. So it's really popular and friendly. And this is why it was quite exciting a couple of years ago when WordPress introduced a JSON-based REST API, and users trying to develop against WordPress and interact with its API didn't have to rely on XML anymore.
And
so there was much rejoicing.
And for the, because you just did number 8, API application programming interface.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
so I feel like there's a episode in the past where we talked about.
So, and I'll put a link in the show notes the link to the syntax for JSON. There's other ones. There's Axon, AXON, which is kind of like JSON and XML and YML. There's config OBJ. You know, I did some research as well, but I've heard of these. I mean, yeah, there's one I didn't know about, YAML, yet another markup language.
Oh yeah,
you know, so
I didn't even think about that's what it means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we could. Yeah. There's. It's interesting.
It's a format for data.
Right.
You know.
That's all it is.
So if you're passing data into an application, you need to format in a way that the application can parse it and understand it. And there are a few standards for those formats.
Right.
JSON is a very popular one right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we answered that pretty well. At least I think so. And now it's time to go to the segment. This week's segment is.
It's time for the personal question.
All right. So you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Personal question, Mr. Kyle Maurer.
Thanks, Adam.
In 25 years from now, when the Packers are heading to the Super Bowl, and you have a seat on the 50-yard line, plus you're given the honor to flip the coin as you are one of the youngest owners of the Packers.
Wow.
You find out your daughter, Abigail, has picked the same day for her wedding. What do you do?
Wow.
And the wedding's at kickoff.
Okay.
So, you know, where are you going? Do you still want to see all her life moments? Because you are an amazing dad. We talked about this briefly yesterday off air, you know, offline. And yeah. So what do you do?
Oh, man. That sounds like a crazy situation to be in. But I think the essence of your question is, what if I had like an incredible conflict beyond what like most people will ever experience in their lifetime?
Because you're a diehard Packers fan and you're a diehard amazing dad and you love that little girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. She would come first. There's no question about it. I mean, sports are, they're great. Sports are an important part of my life. I love them. But man, I'm going to be there. I would pick even a far less significant moment in her life, you know,
and still just go to that, right?
You know, like one of her
getting her braces off or something. Right. Right. It was a softball. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah,
She watches the season finale of her favorite show.
Right. I'm not going to lie. This was like a lateral pass. It was an easy one for you.
Kind of. But I like the links that you went to describe the scenario. That's right? Super fun. Flipping the coin. Yeah. In 25 years, I'll be old.
Easy. Easy now.
Yeah.
How old will you be? Will you be older than me at my current age? I think you might be.
I will be probably almost as old as you.
Whoa. So 25, probably. You're what? You're 31 now. Let's see. You're going to be, you'll be older than I am now. Good. Okay.
Just barely.
Yeah. No. 10 years. Anyway, good. All right. What do you got for me? That was easy.
Yeah, that was pretty easy. Thanks for an easy one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure mine is so easy. Maybe I'll give you a minute to think about it. Is there someone from the past that's no longer really a part of your life, although not necessarily, is there someone that you sometimes wish was right here so you could say something to them? It could be maybe to apologize for something that didn't go well, maybe to rebuke them for some way that they wronged you that they never knew, maybe to forgive them for something that they're probably sorry about, maybe to ask for an explanation, like, why did you do this? Or why did things go this way? Any of those situations, anybody come to mind?
Interesting question. No, like my dad always says, I don't live in the past, for one. But I mean, that's an easy way to say it, just to like to scoff it off. He's 87 years old. It's a family thing we do all the time. I don't live in the past. Like, hey, you were wrong yesterday. You said we're going to get dessert. I don't live in the past,
I like that.
Right?
That's a lesson.
Right. I would love to have... I don't know. I never met my mom's dad. So, I don't know. I would like to meet him. That'd be kind of interesting, I think, to talk to him. But my dad's dad, Grandpa Joe, I was about 6 or 7 when he passed away. I remember him, I remember the good. Apparently, he was not the best father to my dad when my dad was growing up. And I believe my dad on that. He was just a different time, early 1900s. He worked a lot. Him and my grandmother, they fought a lot. So my dad was molded in a certain way as not combative, doesn't like to argue, doesn't like, just likes things to be smooth. Very loving. My dad's a very loving man, always has been. And I am too. So I would like to talk to my grandfather about that for one, if I could, as well as just kind of know him better. Because when I met him, when I was younger, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, before he passed, he was very loving. I guess he had completely shifted, as he got older in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first person that came to mind was my grandfather. I was pretty close with my grandma, my mom's mom. So nothing there. I was fairly close and respectful of my dad's mom. But yeah, my grandpa Joe, if I had to pick somebody just to, try to connect with,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And one other thing I would the other person that popped in my mind is my father-in-law. I would like to apologize to him in a sense that he advised me. He was my dad, Ellen's dad. He passed away, it's been like 15 years. He suggested I get like insurance on the house, whatever it was, something to do with financials, life, whatever. And I didn't do it. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. I was like, I'm my own guy. I can do it. I figured it out myself. He was so right. Whatever he advised me on, I should have done it. Should have, could have, didn't. And I still feel bad that I didn't do it. He was a very wise guy in a smart, not a way, I'm a wise guy. But you know what I mean? Yeah, I think... Ellen's dad would be also cool. I mean, obviously, I'd love to have him back too to talk more to. I think he was pretty interesting. But mm-hmm. Grandpa Joe, first choice.
Good examples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. And I held it together. I didn't get choked up or teary. I mean, I got a little teary. Okay. So that's that on that episode. Good to be back.
It is great to be back. Isn't this fun?
It is. It is.
You know what's going to be even more fun? Episode 79 of this show.
Woohoo!
And then episode 80 of this show. We've got a lot in store for you guys. Actually, some interesting things that we're planning. It's going to be kind of fun. We've got like maybe some cool guests who might be coming on this show.
That's
We've
right.
got some new segments that you guys haven't heard before that are coming, some new games and challenges. These are going to be really fun. We're taking it up a notch.
Yes,
in a
are.
Couple episodes, we're going to do our annual predictions episode where we break down what we predicted last year and then talk about what's going to happen in 2019 for sure. We don't usually get this stuff wrong. We've got a pretty good track record of being 110% right on every prediction. So you're going to want to tune into that so you know how to structure your life next year. But, you know, none of this happens without your questions. They're the heart and soul of this show. So send them our way. Get creative this time. Anything that came up during this past tumultuous, complicated week in WordPress that has you scratching your head and wondering about the future, shoot those questions our way, because we are obviously the people who need to talk about it.
Obviously.
Anyway, obviously. We want your questions and nothing more. And don't forget to check out projectpanorama.com and use the coupon code POWERUPPANORAMA when you buy.
Right. So do you want to tell them where they can send those questions?
I don't know. Do you guys know?
Questions at getoptionspodcast.com or use the SpeakPipe feature on the website. You can find us online over at Twitter at get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. We're on SoundCloud. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. Say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.